by your local branch. 90 years, and we're just getting started. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It's now 3 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock and 38 degrees at our studios. Going to have the opportunity and privilege this afternoon to visit with Matt Vermeersch. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
We had a little snow this morning.
Yeah, spring morning. Doing some lambing right now. So I jinxed it because I took the snow plow off my Ranger this morning, or Sunday.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
You got to leave that on there. So Matt, when we talk about Matt Vermeersch, you raise cattle. You mentioned lambing.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about yourself first before we get into what we're going to talk about today, which is no fence, by the way.
Yep. So we live just west of town here outside of Red Oak, right next to the airport pretty much. But we technically named Mud Ridge Ranch right now. We'll probably be rebranding here soon as we tell that story. But we raise Scottish Highland cattle. We do some seed stock production and as well as produce beef. And then we also raise lambs that, you know, for meat purposes and also for grazing, you know, areas that might need some vegetation management.
Yeah.
And then, I work for No Fence, and, you know, we've got 3 kids at home, 4th on the way. So we're a busy family, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
You're busy. Scottish Highland. Am I saying that right?
Yes, sir.
Scottish Highland. Why Scottish Highland cattle?
Yeah, so I was a first-generation farmer. So, well, actually, my grandpa owned cattle, but then my parents were kind of, you know, through the 80s time frame, and
yeah,
he kind of told them do anything but farming, and so they did. Kind of skipped a generation there, and then we started to get going as a first generation and just needed to do something a little bit different and kind of found Highlands and fell in love with them. You know, first thing that drew us in was their looks, you know, with the horns and shaggy hair, and then the more we learned about them, the more we liked it, and then here we are.
You see them a lot in photos, that's for sure. A lot of art.
Oh, yeah, Hobby Lobby cows sometimes. We got them before they were in all the Hobby Lobbies, but we still like them.
That's cool. So people can find you, at least currently, if they look up Mud Ridge Ranch on Facebook, they can find more about your operation there. So that's kind of fun, right? I mean, like raising cattle and first generation, you know, that's a tough gig, man, getting into farming with first generation.
Well, we've got these kids, and we're trying to give them an opportunity when they get older, you know, whether they decide to come back to the farm or not, it's at least going to be there for them. So that's the ultimate goal, is to create something for them that they might have an opportunity to walk into.
So and you mentioned No Fence. So what is No Fence? When we talk about No Fence, tell me about it.
So No Fence is a virtual fencing company. So virtual fencing is essentially using a collar and an app on your phone, believe it or not, to contain livestock. And so, like, we sell virtual fencing for cattle, sheep, and goats.
Okay.
And so I can tell you that. You want me to walk you through kind of how it works?
Well, yeah. So, but your cattle are all grass fed.
Yes.
So you're rotating cattle. I'm moving cattle a lot.
Yep.
And this is hand in hand with what you do.
Yep.
So how does it work? Walk me through that process.
Yep. So the very basic virtual fencing is kind of a bad name, to be honest. The fence is like the base level of what this thing does. And so how the fence works is I have this app on my phone.
And by the way, you showed it to me.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I can go in there. I can see my cattle at any time, where they're at, what they're doing. If they're causing trouble, I get told about it. But I can go in there, draw whatever shape I want them to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll send it to the collars that these animals wear. And then how the collars work out in the pasture or field, whenever they get about 10 feet away, in like a normal grazing pattern, 10 feet away from it, they'll start to hear low pitch sound. And as they get closer and closer to that boundary, it goes higher and higher. So boop, 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 boop. Mm-hmm. And then it does give them a shock.
Mm-hmm.
And so the animals will learn that the sound means the shock's coming. Mm-hmm. And so instead of seeing a physical fence, they actually hear a fence. So there's some training involved with it, but it's pretty amazing technology.
You're utilizing this with your cattle today.
Yep. Cattle and my sheep.
And your sheep. So you can use sheep, goats?
Yep, sheep and goats.
And cattle?
Yes.
And it's pretty much unrestricted, right? I mean, a large cow, a small cow, I mean, all the way down to a goat, right? You have something that will fit all of them.
Yep. So we do have 2 different collars. We have like the small ruminant one that's designed for the sheep and goats specifically. And then we have a cattle one, which is designed for any size of cow. You know, I'll put them on my weanlings, and Highlands are a smaller frame cow to begin with, but I'll put them on before they even get weaned. And then, all the way up to mature.
How long, animals. If you have cattle that have never had this system on, the collar on, How long before they become accustomed to the beep and learn the that we need to stop and go the other way?
Yep. I mean, it's typically pretty quick. It kind of depends on when you're putting them on. You know, they kind of got to be in a natural grazing pattern. You know, think about like spring grazing, summer grazing, winter or eating hay. It's a little different how they're acting. So it can be take longer during that. But I mean, typically we say within a week they have things going. For me, specifically on my cattle, it was 3 days and I was
they're on.
Just the, yep.
Is there a learning period? So let's say, for example, you're grazing this 10 acres over here and you want to move them to another 10 acres and you put that information in. Is there a learning curve for that as well when they move, or do they automatically recognize the beep? And
yep. So when they're in the system and they know it, they're only going off a sound.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I kind of found like in my herd, I have fence runners that are always just like walking the outside of the boundary. Like I can see how many times they interact with the boundary. And one of them heard the sound 1,000 times over the last week. So she's just constantly like walking around this looking for new feed.
Trouble.
And so when you open up that new spot next to it, well, it's like, oh, hey, I'm not getting that sound anymore. Yep. I go through and then it's like the rest of the cows see. And it's just a very slow and natural progression of the herd from the one spot to the next.
Yeah. That's very cool. Same thing for sheep and goats. Kind of the same learning process for them. Then, is there a fee associated with that? So I buy the collar. There's an app on the phone, software package, maintenance fee. How does that work?
Yep. So think of these collars kind of like your phone. You would purchase the collars, and then you would pay an annual or monthly fee, kind of depending on what you were doing, on what makes the most sense for you. And you would buy the collars up front, or you can buy them kind of over time through some kind of like financing, and then you pay the annual fee on top of it.
So is there a different level in packages within, for example, the app, as far as the number of features at certain levels, meaning if I like I have a high-end package where I get all the features as opposed to a...
Today, there's really only one level.
Okay.
And we do have some different pricing tiers, but that's basically just purely on the number of collars that you would purchase or have on your account.
Yep.
But in terms of the features that are actually in the app and what you're getting notified about today, it's all one level. I mean, talking in the future as things continue to improve and get better, maybe someday you get to that, but I mean, I'm not.
So if you have this collar on all your cows and you can see right where they're at.
Yep.
If one would go through the fence, you know where they're at.
Yep. Yeah. So animals do escape. It does happen.
Well, and just let's be clear. They escape through traditional fences all the time.
So we've got a couple hundred thousand of these collars already out on animals in several different countries. We started in Norway. That's where No Fence came from. But across all of our collars, you know, we know how much time these collars are inside of the boundary versus outside of it. And they're inside of that boundary 99.3% of the time. But so in order for these animals to get out that 0.7% of the time, they have to go through that sound and the shock 3 times. They don't turn around. If they do turn around, they go from high to low pitch. So they learn that low pitch means, oh, I'm going the right direction. But say they continue to go around, they're not turning around. Or they continue to go out, they're not turning around. After that third shock, we turn that off. You know, there's probably a reason they're escaping. One reason is predators, they're out of food, water, whatever. They're going. And then, you would receive a notification just like you would a text message saying so-and-so
number 43 is gone.
Yep. Yep. And then, you know, if it's just one animal, odds are it's coming back to the herd. And so there's no sound or shock on the way back through. As soon as they go back inside the boundary, they're automatically refenced in. And then you get a notification saying 42 has gone back into the fence.
That's cool.
Yep.
Wow. So how did you find, and by the way, we're visiting with Matt Vermeersch from Mud Ridge Ranch and from No Fence, right? How did you discover and what was it that you thought, I want to be involved with this company? Tell me about that.
Yep. So before I knew anything about No Fence, I used to do targeted grazing with goats. So I'd load my goats up on a trailer, bringing them to people's properties or city property and clear brush for them. And people would hire me to go to where people or equipment can't or don't want to go. So steep hills, thick brush, things like that. And I was using this electric net fence. And it gets stuck on every nook and cranny and root that's in the ground. And
it's a pain.
It's a pain, And so I'm like, man, with all this technology out here, there's got to be a better way. And then, I mean, this is probably 5 years ago now. And No Fence wasn't in the United States yet. It was going over in Europe, but it wasn't here yet. And so I'm like, I started paying attention to what was going on, and soon enough, they did come to the United States. They brought in two people, did a small pilot program before truly going commercial and selling like we are now. But so it was just having some issues that I thought we could do better with the technology that's out there, and getting it on my farm, and then just looking for employment and them having an opportunity away for me.
So now that you have used NoFence on your own cattle,
yep,
and your own goats and sheep, you're a believer. You absolutely think it's a great product for people to consider.
I do. I can tell you like a specific example that's saved me money. I mean,
yes,
I've been able to obviously better rotate my cattle, extend my grazing season because I can produce more grass on,
yes,
my property. But so we're lambing right now. And here a couple weeks ago, we had a couple lambs or a couple ewes that developed ketosis, which is basically like, think of it like, you know, lack of energy,
because
mm-hmm, they're putting all their energy into creating these babies. They don't leave any for themselves, and it can actually lead to death if you let it get far enough. But because I have NoFence, it's tracking this activity. It knows how many steps this animal's taking, and knows how many the herd on average is taking. And as soon as one of those dips, it's telling me, hey, this animal has reduced activity. You might have an issue going on. Maybe it's nothing, but maybe it's injured. Maybe it's starting to get sick and needs attention. But I'm notified.
So you're...
And so I was able to identify these issues through the app, through NoFence, long before my eyes were able to detect it.
That's remarkable.
I was able to treat them, save them. I'm lambing now, so.
What about for people that do the rotational grazing and that sort of thing, does it save a significant amount of time in that world as well? I mean, what is that? Tell me about, does it give you the time back that you can do other things? And
you know, it all depends on how frequently you're moving your cows, on how much time you're going to save. But I mean, you can draw a new boundary and move your cows within 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I mean, it's lightning quick. And I mean, something like that might take you, you know, 10, 15 minutes up to maybe an hour to get the next thing set up. It all depends on the infrastructure that you have set up in your place.
So you have a field day, Matt.
Yes.
That's coming up. Tell me about it, when it is, where it is, who's it for, how do I participate? Tell me the details.
Yep. So we're hosting a field day here this Saturday. Is that the 11th, right?
Saturday is the 11th. That sounds right. Yes, that is correct.
Saturday 11th at our place. It starts at 11 a.m. Our address is 1582 200th Street here in Red Oak. It's right between the airport and Sale Barn, on the south side of the road, right on the highway there.
On the top of the hill.
On the top of the hill, yep. Big old pine trees. Can't miss it. But, yeah, we're hosting a field day 11 to 2. We'll... you know, see it in action. I'll, you know, show the cows in it, how they interact with it. We'll do a move to show, you know, what that looks like and answer any questions that people might have about it.
So let's say that I go to your field day. I like the product. I invest in the product. How long before I can have this on the ground in operation on my farm?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably talking 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, from the time that you would purchase to have it on your farm and on your animals.
If I do purchase, you're going to help me get this set up and make sure that it's functioning properly and all those sort of things.
Yep. So we've got a success team.
Okay.
I'm strictly sales, but I mean, I'm happy to help out all the time because I'm, you know, a user myself, producer. I understand the pain points, but yeah, so we have a success team that'll bring you on board. If you get stuck, you know, you can call them at any time to walk through it. We have tons of videos that walk you through what to do. And I mean, it really is like that easy. I mean, it might take you a little bit to get used to it, but it's super fast and super easy to use.
Have you had issues with them getting through the fence? Has that been an issue for you?
Honestly, no. And I've only had them on my cattle or my sheep here for a couple weeks, and sheep do take a little bit longer than the week I was talking about, at least in my observation.
Yeah.
But the cattle, I mean, so I've had them on about a year now on my cows. I have some escapes here and there, and I don't even worry about them anymore. It's one animal here or there that for whatever reason they decided to go beyond the fence, and then before I can even do anything about it, they're back in. I've only ever had one time where I actually had my whole herd escape. I was on the south side of our property. It's right up against the BNSF main line there.
Uh-huh.
I like to call that Coyote Highway.
And yeah.
So I'm guessing there was some kind of coyote or something that spooked
got
them.
After them.
And yeah, but what was nice was I was outside. I was doing something for my sheep. I got the notification saying my herd escaped, and we have a creek that cuts through our property. And if they get across that creek, it's just a pain in the butt to get them back. And so I was actually able to stop and cut them off, get them settled down,
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually used the app. I like created a runway, you know, just this narrow 50 foot, 70 foot runway
to get them
push
back.
Them back to that spot. I mean, and as they're moving back, I can move the back fence so they can't come back.
Now, see, that is so you're herding cattle with your fence.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially is what you're doing there.
Yeah. So we'll do direct beef. So we'll sort off, you know, a couple here or there. I'm a terrible grazing manager, and having cows next to the corral when I need to get them loaded up. Yeah. And so in the past, it was me and my wife doing it. And if anyone that raises cattle and does stuff with their wife, they know the stress that creates. I call it marriage counseling. But so no, yeah. So basically what we did now is just set up that runway.
You handled that very well too, by the way. Matt.
Yeah. And we used the system to move cows. Only labor we had moving the cows a mile each direction. Sorting them off was the physical opening of the gate, sorting off the four that we needed. And that's it. We moved them with the system a mile back, mile forward, and a mile back. Just no labor involved, other than me pushing my finger.
But here's the other thing, too. The cattle that, when you said they got out, the herd got out because something spooked them or whatever, traditionally, you would not have known that. It could have been quite a while before you would have known that, potentially.
Yeah, or it's the sheriff calling you.
Hey,
or you're headed out to the wedding on a Saturday, and you drive down the road.
You knew immediately.
Yep.
I mean, within just however long it takes to notify you that, hey.
Yeah, within seconds.
Cattle are out.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty, and especially if you look at prices today, they're valuable.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, or, you know, if you notice one's in labor or having, you know, you look up the app and it's isolated itself, maybe there's something going on. I mean, if you can get that cow saved, that's real dollars.
It gives you time. Gives you all the flexibility that you just touched on at a reasonable price. I mean, this is something that can work. When you say it pencils out, it can pencil out for those reasons.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, cost, it does depend on how many you buy and also species, but you know, you're talking somewhere between $70 to $100 per head per year, just roughly. And what people always ask me is, what is my ROI, my return on investment, if I get this? And honestly, it's a really difficult question for me to answer, because you truly are limited by your imagination with this thing, and it's how much are you utilizing it to get that value back.
Right.
You know, if you're gonna get this and not do anything different than what you've done in the past, it's not gonna be worth it. But it's, are you rotating more? Are you grazing longer? Are you grazing areas that you haven't grazed before, or don't have fence, or have crappy fence that you don't want your animals on? That's how
I think. In the fall or the winter, when you see a lot of cattle out on stocks, I mean, to me, and you see a lot of electric fence goes up with, you know, around some stocks. You see a lot of that.
Yep. This and a deer comes through and takes it out.
Yeah. So this could take the place of all that, right? I mean,
it could. Very now, I'm simply. Not saying go up on Highway 34 here next to it and
right,
do that.
But I mean, yeah.
Yeah, if you're comfortable keeping your cows in on a single hot wire, I think you should be more than comfortable, definitely once trained, to have them just on this.
Yeah.
And then you're also talking, you know, a big problem with running cows on stocks is maybe they're mucking up an area or they're destroying a whole field. So, I mean, maybe if you get big rain or snow events like we've had these last couple of days, maybe you're holding them in a specific area.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, you're focused in one area so that way they're not just going around picking up the corn. They're getting the corn, they're getting the leaves, and then you're moving to a new area, and then you can rotate your stocks.
It allows a lot more management of your cattle and your herd and your ground, right?
Yep.
Taking care of your ground.
Yeah, I talk about manure distribution, nutrient from that distribution. I mean, you can really make some changes.
Okay. And you're going to have all this stuff. Tell me about the details of when it is, where it is. Do I need to RSVP, who's it for?
So No Fence is hosting a field day at our place, Mud Ridge Ranch. You can Google that, but our address is 1582 200th Street. That's here in Red Oak, right between the airport and the sale barn on the south side of the road. It's this Saturday, April 11th. Starts at 11, goes through 2. I'd prefer if you RSVP to me. My phone number is 712-292-1230. Because we are serving lunch, so it'd just be nice not to have, you know, not enough food or too much food.
Right.
But yeah, rain or shine, we'll be there. Hopefully. I'm glad for this rain, but hopefully for the field day, it holds off.
We'll have a little break in the rain for the field day.
Yeah, bring your boots, I guess.
Yeah. So that's it, right? Show up and learn more about it.
Yep.
And You might fall in love with it. You might not, but you'd like the opportunity to visit with them about that. So
yeah, yeah. And, you know, NoFence, their website is NoFence, you know,
all spelled out.
Yep, yep. NoFence.com. Lots of info on there. And one thing they actually have going on right now is a money back guarantee. So you could purchase up to 50 collars, put them on your cows or your sheep or your goats until July 1st. And if you decided you didn't like it for whatever reason, or it wasn't worth the money that you were spending, you can send them back and get a full refund on it. So you can try it.
What's the harm in that? I mean, there you go. Give it a shot.
Yep.
And see what you think. Is there any issue moving from field to field?
No.
I mean, so like when you're putting cattle on stocks, you're moving from one field to the next, you can.
No, we've got lots of people that'll run them down the road.
Yeah.
Using this. The trickiest thing with that would be like, say if you came up to a four-way intersection.
Yeah.
And you need them to take a right-hand turn. That can be a little bit tricky. You might want to have people there so they aren't running straight through and they're following you. But, I mean, yeah, we've got people that, you know, maybe they drive a tractor with a bale behind it or something, and they run them down this alleyway that you drew in it. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. You can find out more about it. That's a cool product. What else do we need to touch on, Matt? Again, Matt Vermeersch with me from Mud Ridge Ranch and for NoFence. Anything else we need to touch on? Show up and learn more about it.
Yeah, show up and learn more. I think it's a good opportunity. I'm just, if you would have told me I'd be working in sales here a little while back, I wouldn't believe you. But honestly, I believe in this. It's made a big difference for me. I was telling you before, I used to feel like I wasn't doing anything right in my life. And because I can now move my cows with the push of my finger, I spend more time with my family, with my kids. I'm more productive during the day doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now my cows associate me differently. I'm not associated with movement. I'm just this weird guy that's staring at them. So it's made a difference on many fronts. And I mean, whether there's dollars for the cattle perspective of it or not, but it's kind of cool to observe.
More time with family, and that is, there's certainly value in that, without a doubt.
For sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, check it out and reach out to Matt. That information, we'll tell more people about that more as well. So interesting stuff. Matt, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Pleasure to visit with you. Matt Vermeersch with me. And again, the field day is this Saturday, rain or shine. Rain or shine. Make it a great day.
It's 2:25, 25 minutes past.